Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Iolo Radio. Call in today, 718-664-9145 to join the show live. Iolo Radio is the place to be for you as an independent Iolo agent. Tune into Iolo Radio Monday through Friday to catch up on the latest news from Iolo. For merchants across America, Iolo's no-credit check rent-to-own program turns potential customers into paid-in-full customers because people across America are discovering Iolo merchants who give their customers a rent-to-own option have found a way to take it home today. Even if they have poor credit or no credit with Iolo, they can take it home today the Iolo way. Our switchboard is lighting up right now, and if you want to join in today's conversation, simply dial 718-664-9145 and press 1 on your phone if you want to participate in today's show. Text your team now and remind them to go to IOLORadio.com to listen to today's show on the Internet. And now, let's get started with today's episode of Iolo Radio.
Good Thursday morning. We are glad to be back on the radio with you, the independent Iolo agent in the field today. Excited that you are on board. Our switchboard's lighting up as more and more agents every day are joining the team. My name's Tony Williamson. Glad to be with you this morning. I'm your host, my co-host, Mr. Donnie Crisp, and, of course, Mr. Bud Nemeth, Director of Marketing. I understand that Bud is packing up today and heading north into the Great White. How's it going, Mr. Bud Nemeth?
Yes. We were supposed to get some Great White down here, but we didn't get any. So I got to go find it myself and headed up to Crystal Lake with the family. Going to have a fantastic weekend. Looking forward to sharing some news with some folks. I can't say too much, Tony, because we're so close to Saturday, but it's going to be fun.
I know. It's probably really difficult not to let the genie out of the bottle, so to speak. Of course, you can't get her back in there once you do that.
Yes, it is. I think everyone's going to be very pleased. And, again, anything we can do to help our team, to help our agents in the field have more success is something that definitely excites me.
Very cool. Well, Ben, now that we've got you on board this morning, and we had a fantastic show yesterday with Alan Hanke. I mean, Alan, you know, he really lights up the board, and we had tons of questions. And lots of stuff was covered. You know, guys, if you missed that radio show, go back to radio, IOLORadio.com, and you can listen to yesterday's show with Alan Hanke, CEO and president. Really brought forth some tremendous content, answered a lot of important questions. You know, we covered a lot of information. You know, I think today, though, if we could, well, we've got you on board here, and I know that you have been very instrumental in orchestrating many pieces of the launch that's coming up on Saturday. Maybe just to offer this opportunity for the audience today, for those that are traveling to Crystal Lake to going this weekend, I'd like to kind of give them a chance to raise their hand and see if they have some questions about, you know, anything about logistics, how to get there or whatever, or what they might expect. And let's just have a conversation this morning about the launch. The information obviously cannot be discussed, but the journey to Crystal Lake, Illinois this weekend for those of you, and I understand, Bud, that there's quite a few independent agents, Iolo reps, that are going to be heading up north this weekend. What's the word from you?
Yeah, we've got a great group of people who've already said they're going to be there. I look for it's neat because I recognize the names, and I know the voices from phone calls and from the radio show, Tony. So it's going to be real neat to put a face to that name. And again, a lot of these folks we feel like we already know. When you work with a group of people that are like-minded, that have common goals, it does create a special bond. One of the ancillary benefits of a business like this is some of the relationships that you build in this company will be better and stronger than some of the relationships you've had your whole life, and even including some with your own family. So it's family members, extended family members. So it's a real treat to do that. I've met some of the greatest people in the world in this industry, and I tell you what, the folks that we have that are part of Iolo are no different. It's really exciting to get to meet these folks and learn some more about them and foster that relationship as we move forward. And, I mean, Tony, we're going to share in a lot of successes together. This company, I believe, will be around for a very long time. We're going to have different events, not just like this weekend, but the corporate events and the regional events. And, you know, it'll be a homecoming of sorts. Every event, every year that you get together with these people and see them, it truly is like a family. I'm not just saying that for lip service or because it sounds good. It's true. I mean, some of my best friends to this day I've met in this industry, and it's something you can't put a price tag on, Tony.
Well, you know, Bud, we're going to have a launch on Saturday, which is 2 days away now. And, you know, we've got a lot of new agents that are on the radio show calling in every day, and more coming on board every day. What is the launch? You know, what does this mean? What's the significance of the launch? You know, what kind of a milestone is this really? Can you just kind of unpack that a little bit? You know, what's really going on when we say there's a launch?
You know, Tony, it's kind of hard to explain that because really, in my mind, originally when we had set up this new business model and designed the three-phase rollout, at this point, I really only expected to have about a dozen people, and the launch was going to be, the main part of the launch then was going to be, all right, go ahead, we've got all the tools created or most of the tools created, we've got we've proven a proof of concept for this business model works. We already knew the product worked. We already knew the industry was proven. But this business model is working. It's effective. And now let's go share it with the world. Well, that, we kind of opened the door early on that. And, you know, what you've seen is well over 500 phenomenal agents join this company literally inside of 60 days. And, again, that's without encouraging that. That's without promoting the fact to go build an agency. Understand, I know you recall, Tony, you don't ever, ever, ever have to refer another agent to Iolo. You can go out, and there are people that are going out and putting in just dozens and dozens of merchants. Some people, I know their goal is 100 merchants, 50 merchants, 100 merchants, whatever. So you can go do that without ever sharing Iolo with anybody else. However, how could you not, Tony? Especially, it's really unique. People that you've worked with over the years in other business ventures that turned out, they didn't turn out quite the way you expected, and, you know, things were crazy, and, it, you know, a lot of people lost a lot of money in different things, too. Let's just tell it like it is. And here, to be able now to take something to people you may have worked with in the past and say, oh, there's no risk of you losing money because it doesn't cost anything to join. You don't have to buy anything. You don't have to have a monthly auto ship. You don't have to, I mean, you don't have to sell anything. You don't have to buy a bunch of stuff and stock it and then go sell it or whatever the case is. So people are excited about this, and they are sharing this business with people that they know and care about. I mean, listen, if somebody's ever approached you about a business opportunity, you owe this to them. In my opinion, you don't have to say anything, but I feel like you owe it to them, you know. And Tony, that kind of leads into, and I will answer any questions, but, you know, the other day I got some great feedback about the question that we threw out to the field that were listening to Iolo Radio Live and listening to it on the telephone where they could actually call in and participate. And we threw a question down out. You said the gauntlet. We threw down a question, and it was, what is your best approach? What is your best approach to approach a merchant? How do you do it? And the responses we got were phenomenal. Guys, if you haven't listened to that, go back and listen to the radio shows that you missed on iolaradio.com. They're 30 to 45 minutes, some of the most valuable information you'll ever get. And like yesterday's call, Tony, I missed the first 15 minutes. I was not able to be on, but the great thing is I got to go back, you know, a couple hours later when I was in front of my computer and listen to the beginning of the call. So,
you know, but I have some memories of when we went, you know, when we first got together about this, you guys were going, okay, this is going to happen, and we're going to launch this in February. But we don't want to tell anybody about it. And now you've got 500 agents, right? So somebody evidently did let the genie out of the bottle.
Yeah, you know, we said go ahead and bring in one or two. That way, we'll have, you know, a little more data to work with as we create the tools and systems and marketing materials, and we thought that would help. And I tell you what, it's been a blessing, Tony. At the same time, it's put us behind a little bit, and really I could wait. We could wait another 3 months to launch to have all the tools that I'd like to have, but really the launch means this, is let's go tell the world. Let's go tell the world. And Tony, I don't know what else you had planned for the show today, but I have another question I'd like to challenge our listeners if they're able to call in. And those of you that are building an agency, I want to know, I want you to share with everybody on the line who's listening and who will be listening to the recorded archived shows through IOLARadio.com. I want to know your approach. How are you, excuse me, how are you approaching others about IOLO in terms of building an agency? And Tony, another reason I ask this is kind of selfish because I believe it's the following Saturday, not the 7th, but the 14th, we're going to do a how to build a successful agency webinar and record that and post that in the back office. But I want to know the approach because the key is the approach. You can't share, you know, nobody's going to sign up with IOLO and register as an agent if you don't share it with them. So there's an approach yep. that you have to see. So, Tony, if we could
you
get
know, in support of that, I want to suggest, you know, if we can get people to, you know, if they want to raise their hand and share that with us today, I think that's fantastic. But also, you know, because that's coming up, well, it's only about 10 days away now to the 14th, but is there an email address where if somebody just wanted to sit down and type up, you know, their thoughts about their approach and how do they approach other people about becoming a part of their agency, a part of their team? Because, guys, we have the ability to build an independent team of IOLO agents that work with us, and we can help to lead them and support them. And you can literally have your own agency in IOLO and have literally a ton of merchants that are out there, as you said, but some of people, some of the agents on board already are you know, their goal is 50, you know, or 60 or even 100 merchants. And, guys, those people are available. They're out there right now. There are many professional salespeople that are struggling in numerous industries. I mean, we are not out of the woods. You know, when we look at our economy today, but I know almost everybody probably could agree with me that, you know, we hear a lot of things about improvements, but the truth is, you know, we're not out of the woods here, and there are a lot of good people out there, hardworking people that have been displaced or, you know, have been shopping around and whatever industry they're involved in is, you know, at a bottom point right now. You know, their market or their products are not moving, and they're looking for an opportunity. And, guys, this is an opportunity that helps everybody. I mean, not just the merchants. It helps other people to help to introduce this to merchants and also certainly helps the merchants' customers. So this is great for the economy, and this is a wonderful opportunity for us to approach other people. So can you share an email address or something, Bud? So if somebody wants to, I'm just putting this out here, food for thought, because, you know, we only have a limited amount of time on the show, and I know you've got to run and head north anyway. And if people want to put some thought to paper and send those in to you, you might even give you a little bit more stuff to work with on the 14th.
Yeah, and Tony, that's why you get paid the big bucks. That's a phenomenal suggestion. The email address would be input, I-N-P-U-T, input at IOLOIT.net, IOLOIT.net, input at IOLOIT.net, and in the subject line put agency approaches or agent approaches and share with us that information. And, Tony, what we don't cover here today on the show, obviously we're limited in time, but what we don't cover, we'll follow up on in upcoming shows and share some of that information. And, again, I know Saturday is Valentine's Day, the 14th, so we're debating whether to do it on that day or not. But if we do, it'll be in the morning. It'll only be about an hour or 90 minutes, and we'll be done. So then you can go spend the rest of the day with your Valentine. But that's what we're looking at right now, trying to make that happen. If not, it may be the following week. But building a successful agency. And, Tony, before we take calls, I do want to point something out. You know, some people are some people have a goal to go put in 50 merchants or 100 merchants, and some people have a goal to go put in just you know, just a handful, two or three or four, just to meet the minimum personal sales volume requirements in order to be paid the overrides on four generations of their agency. So, and we said this the other day, Tony, you know, you never know what's going to happen. You go into one little store, could turn into two, could turn into 10, could turn into 15 or 30. Well, we heard one yesterday, and again, it's not done yet, but just to show you the potential, and this is going to lead to a stance I want to share with you from a corporate position, but we had a situation where we had an agent who was at a merchant and ended up with the CEO of the company in the boardroom, and ended up were able to get Alan on the line and answer some questions for him. This gentleman owns 1,500. He doesn't own them, but he has I don't know if he owns them or if he just has an affiliation with literally the CEO of a conglomeration that has 1,500 wireless stores, Tony.
Wow, 1,500.
Just 1,500. 1,500. So while that agent might not have been going out to set personal sales volume records and get in the million-dollar club, you know, bonus profit-sharing pool or why they may not have been trying to – things like this can happen. And here's why I want to bring this up, Tony. We had a policy, Tony, you know, because you're one of the founders club, and you were there at the beginning at the corporate offices when we had all these discussions. And we took several positions. At first, we said you could definitely have a merchant become an agent and sign their own business up. And at that time, the comp plan was just a little bit different than it is now. And it was a big loss in personal sales volume versus, you know, in overrides. And we have changed that, and it is a lot better now, and it's really exciting. But we wanted, and we suggested that you use that as a sales tool, because you could turn as a merchant is ready to go ahead and fill out the application before asking them. You can turn to them and say, "Mr. or Mrs. Merchant, would you consider yourself a jewelry person or a wheels and tires person, a salesperson, or would you consider yourself an entrepreneur?" And again, most of these people say entrepreneur, and then you expose the opportunity for them to become an agent, so you can expand your agency. And then we had some feedback, and we decided the corporate stance, Tony, was that the merchant could not be their own agent. Now, again, we're running into this time and time and time again because, again, most of these merchants are entrepreneurial. They do get it. They do understand there's some money to be made. And most of them, most of our agents or merchants have multiple stores. We know that. So let me just tell you about the situation. And here's my personal stance is, hey, I would rather have an agent who's a merchant than just as a merchant. Number one, I don't think it's fair that they don't have the same opportunity that I have, not even telling them about the opportunity they have from a business standpoint or an income standpoint, because most of these people got into business to build an income. It just happened, not because they're experts in any industry, just they wanted to build a business, they wanted to be their own boss, they wanted to set their own hours, and we can all relate to that as entrepreneurs. But my personal standpoint is, hey, here's the opportunity. If you're not interested, that's fine, I'll sign you up as a merchant. But if you are, you probably know other people. Not only could you earn some income off your own stores over and above what you're going to make extra for extra sales and all that stuff, but we talked about that, and there were some reasons why we didn't do that. And, Tony, the corporate stance now is you cannot be your own first merchant. In other words, you can't be your own first customer. You can't be your own first merchant. So if you're an agent, if you're a merchant, you can't, and an agent, you can't be your own first merchant. So what that means, Tony, is if I go into a jewelry store here, and they own three of them, and the gentleman or the lady who owns the store says, "Man, this looks pretty unique. I'm affiliated with a whole group of jewelry stores across the country that I can introduce this to on a, you know, from a business side. Can I make money from this?" So the answer is yes, they can. Instead of telling them they cannot be the agent on record for all of their own stores, The stance right now, Tony, is they cannot be the agent on record for one store. So again, if they have 10 stores and they want to sign one store up as a merchant that belongs to you, the person who introduced them to Iolo, then that's fine. If the other 9 stores that they own, they want to become an agent and register those other 9 stores, that's fine. We are going to allow that. Now, again, you're the independent agent. If you don't tell them about it, they're never going to know. But I got to tell you, yesterday with the 1,500 store deal, and it looks like this is going to happen, we may have lost that account altogether because the CEO of the company is a sharp, sharp cookie and absolutely knew that there was an income stream available and wanted to partake in that for his 1,500 locations. He has no problem giving up one location as far as not being the agent on record for one location, but the other 1,499, he would like to be the agent on record because he's going to do the work to get this out to each of those stores and get them registered and set up. So it's only fair that he has the opportunity to become an agent. So, again, I don't want to be greedy either as an independent agent. I don't want to say, no, I want all 1,500. What is 2% of zero is zero, or 2% of 1,500 stores for 1 month is nice, but once they understand that if you don't tell them about it and they understand they can be an agent and, you know, they get upset and then they're gone altogether, I would rather have that 0.8% override for life. And then this merchant also has, now that he's an agent, has the incentive to go out and work this business and bring in more and more and more and more merchants. So, Tony, we've had big discussions from day one about this, and the stance was, no, you can't be the agent on record if you're a merchant. And that still stands with the exception of the amended policy here is on one store. So if you have multiple stores and if you as an independent agent want to share that with them, want to ask them that question, I would ask them the question after they've enrolled as their first store because that is the policy. You cannot be your own first merchant. But before I enroll any of the other stores, here's my question, Tony. Hey, Mr. Business Owner or Mrs. Business Owner, would you consider yourself a cell phone salesperson or would you consider yourself an entrepreneur? Let them answer the question. If they say, oh, I'm a 5-generation cell phone guy, whatever. This is my passion. This is my love, the wireless. Okay, super. Well, fantastic. Well, we'll get you registered. And, you know, if they say, why do you ask? Well, there's an opportunity for you to, you probably know other business owners, and you could market this as an agent like I'm doing and earn an income from that if that would interest you. Oh, no, I just want to do what I'm doing. Okay, great. But if they say yes, folks, some of your best agents ever are going to be satisfied merchants. And again, it's just a great tool to build your agency if you choose to do that. So, Tony, that's our stance. But again, if you had any hands raised, let's hear some approaches on how you build an agency. Tony, this is something else that's amazing. In the direct sales industry, the average representative or agent or distributor, whatever you call them, I think this is since the late 50s, early 60s, since they started keeping records in that industry, but the average person will personally enroll or sponsor or refer, I think the average is, last time I checked, was 2.7 agents in their career. So, you know, every new agent is only going to bring in 2 or 3 agents. Well, I tell you what, that's completely, they didn't count us in those numbers when they did those polls, and I think we'll have some influence on future polls, Tony. Is some of the agents in our company have a couple of dozen personally referred agents, 20s, teens, stuff like that. The number of people that have more than 3 personally referred agents in our company is staggering. And, again, I know there's no cost and all that stuff, but a lot of our agents aren't going to let people sign up just to sign up.
Ask you a question. I'm stepping all over here, bud, but I want to ask you a question. Because you guys really kind of you and Rodney are to, you know, partnered up and you guys basically launched the agency as it is, and now we have over 500 agents. Is it fair to say that at this point that you guys have less than 20 personally sponsored agents?
You know, right around 20, 19, 18, and I'll tell you why. We only brought on 12 to begin with, and then, you know, we brought on a few over the course. We haven't made the effort, okay? And again, that's kind of what this launch is all about. Going back to that is, hey, bam, we're ready. You don't have to send them to some makeshift placeholder websites. You don't have to have them watch some, you know, rough draft videos and stuff. I mean, we want to present the image of this multi-billion dollar company that we are on the way to being. So when we're ready, Tony, I personally, you know, yes, you want to go and put in, some people want to put in 100 merchants. Tony, I want to put in no less than 100 agents. I want to share this business with every person that I've ever worked with in this industry that I would want to work with again.
I asked a question because I mean, let's look at where we are. We had over 800% growth in January. You guys really didn't start this thing until, you know, December anyway. But the point is, with only 20 personally sponsored agents, and I know you guys, you know, have some contacts. You had, you know, what some people are. You know a lot of people or whatever from your history. I mean, we all know a lot of people. Everybody's, you know, if you don't think that you've met a couple thousand people in your lifetime, you're kidding yourself. You know, we all know a lot of people. But the point is that with less than 20 personally sponsored reps that you guys brought in, independent agents that you've sponsored, there are now over 500 in less than 60 days. And that's not only is that, you know, enlightening and kind of surprising, but also am I even close when I say that those people who are just beginning with little or no experience whatsoever have already brought in literally dozens and dozens and dozens of merchants into your organizational business?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And then it goes even further from there, how many customers those merchants have brought in. So, yes, the neat thing is we'll be able to track that eventually. So you can say, yes, hey, I built a business with X amount of customers and never gathered the first one. How cool is that going to be? You know, because right. You're not out gathering customers.
And it's fair to say, I know that you're just beginning, but it's fair to say that even if you didn't do anything else for 2015 and you just sit on the couch and watch TV, you know, the business is going to continue to grow, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think at this point, I'm thinking of people like Tim Williams and Emilio Pineda and Mr. Kim Gill, and all, you know, I could go on and on. There's so Micah Theard, and I could go on and on. There's no way I could get these people to stop what they're doing. Bill Toth, if I said, hey, guys, I'm going to take a month off. I want you all not to do anything. Do you think they're going to say, okay, we'll stop for a month? Are you kidding me? Do you think the merchants are going to stop trying to make sales with our product? Absolutely not, Tony. That's the great thing about this is the passive income piece of this that can be phenomenal. Just go out and do it. And you don't have to put in 20 agents. You don't have to put in 50 merchants. Literally just a small handful and get something started, and then you're able at one point, you'll be able to sit back and watch what happens. I got to tell you, yes, we could do that now, and this thing would continue to grow and grow and grow, but that's not fair. In my opinion, that's not fair to some of the wonderful people that I've met, some of the wonderful people I've worked with over the last 20 years. It's not fair for me not to expose them to this company. I think it would be selfish. And I, you know, whether they want to do it or not is immaterial. I don't care, you know. But I do want to share the company with them, let them understand what it is, and then obviously help them get started if they choose to get started. But I have not.
Well,
I have a list of hundreds of people, Tony, that I haven't even talked to yet about it.
Well, I don't want to sound hypey here or anything like that, and I'm not trying to make a big deal out of something that's not a big deal. But I just want to share with the new agent that signed up with us today or yesterday or this week. Today's Thursday. You know, we haven't even launched yet, but we're going to be launching in 2 days. But this opportunity is an amazing opportunity. And it's not because it doesn't cost something. Because I'll be honest with you, bud, I've done things where people say, oh, it doesn't cost anything, so you can get in here and we're building this organization and blah, 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 everybody's going to make money. Well, you know what? Nobody ever made a dime, you know? But the point is that that's not what this is. That's not what this is. It doesn't cost anything to be on the inside of this organization to be an independent agent. But, guys, I'm telling you from my own experience, and I know, bud, I'm repeating something that you and Rodney taught me. You know, this isn't about just recruiting people to be an agent because it doesn't do anything except consume your time. But to go and look for professional salespeople to join your team and really truly build a professional sales team, you've got an opportunity now that very few people ever have without a tremendous expense or licensing or, you know, all kinds of hoops and hurdles that they have to jump through. And it's available to you right now. And with no with such a short learning curve, we've got literally hundreds of merchants already on board in less than 60 days. So it's just a phenomenal success story already. I know you guys are going to be talking about that on Saturday, but I'm just thrilled with where we are, Bud. And I know that the launch is coming up, and there's no telling where this thing's going after we get this thing really going forward. But let's go to Jeff, a familiar name out here in Kentucky. Jeff, I want to say good morning to you, man. We're always excited to have you on the show with us. And your laid-back approach and your expertise in building this business has been inspirational for so many people in our audience. Bud and I want to say good morning to you, Jeff. How are you? Have you got an approach about bringing on agents into your team?
Good morning, Tony. Bud, something we have to look at out there, you know, we got the cookie. You know, this is free. Doesn't cost anything to get in. And I think a lot of people are intrigued by that and they want to get involved. Problem is they don't follow up with any commitment. So they don't. It didn't cost them anything. And, you know, interview them. You know, but let them explain to you why they would be an asset to the team. You know, I'm only looking for 10 or 12 good agents. And in doing so, I can say no to a lot of people. You know, I went an hour and a half for an interview yesterday and get up there, talk to the guy, nice guy, but I just let him know at the end, this isn't going to be a good fit for you and I together because he's more, he didn't have the entrepreneurial spirit. And I'm not looking to be a babysitter. You know, this thing's moving too fast to waste your time, energy, and effort on someone who won't run with you. But I make sure everyone listens to all three of the videos before I'll sit down with them. You know, see if they'll just follow through with that commitment. That's as simple as it gets. Question them. Have them question you. But and do it strategically. You know, don't, you're in a small town, you put six people in, five of you are a waste.
That's a great point.
You know, I just say, Bud, ditto, everything that you said, you're right on mark.
Thank you,
Jeff,
that's great.
So
thanks for coming on. And once you understand what you have a hold of, and not in a prideful or boastful way, but you're right, we have the cookie. And whether you don't like cookies or not, you'll like this one. If your goal is to to be involved in a successful business, this is the cookie. Also, from a merchant standpoint, I know Jeff believes that same thing as most of our leaders do, is that, hey, we have a phenomenal tool. If you don't want it, fine, we'll take it and give it to your competitor, you know. But, again, Jeff, valuable information. Yes, the interview process, and I don't know, Tony, if you know if Bill Toth's on the line, but he's having tremendous success doing the same thing.
I tell you what, Bud, why don't you ask Bill? Bill, good morning to you. Bill, how are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Hey, Bill, yeah, your name is just continue to shoot up the ranks in terms of business building, agency building. Can you go ahead and share your process with some of these folks and let them know what? Because I know personally, Bill, you could have put 100 people in already because you're out there doing it. But even though I think you're up to close to 20 agents now personally, but how are you doing this and why are your agents? Because it's not just bringing them in. They're actually producing. They're signing up merchants. They're signing up agents. Those agents are signing up. What are you doing? Why are you having such success with your agency building?
Well, I think when I saw this, and you hit on it earlier, you know, we have the cookie is one thing, but there's two things that we offer that very few opportunities, sales opportunities are out there. There is absolutely nothing that stops you from getting paid from what you did the month before in our opportunity. So when I start talking to people, I hit on these two things, and I give them an overview from my perspective before I want them to even look at the opportunity, and because I want to know that that these two things are as important to them as it is to me. And the first being the fact that if you bring on a merchant today, 6 months from now, Iolo's not going to come back to you and say, hey, you know what, you haven't brought on any more customers. You haven't done any more work. We're taking that merchant away from you. So I let them know who they're dealing with so that I want them to put their defenses down, and I want them to share with me, you know, what their vision is and if they had the exact opportunity that they were looking for. If this was their business, how would have they built it? And I believe that many of us over the years have built businesses for other business owners, and, you know, we always have to keep dangling the carrot. In order to get paid on what we did 3 months ago, they changed the comp plan, they do this. And with our program, there's two things that hit on us. The first one being that, but the second one being, if you are a guy that really concentrates on the referral program, and I don't talk about bringing on agents, I talk about it being a referral program. If you know somebody who is that center of influence in that town who could be a good merchant but also can help get you in the door with a bunch of people, is it worth bringing him on to get the 2% and then you pick up the 0.08%? That's the approach that I use with those two things, because there's no qualifications on either one of those things. So when I'm talking to people, I'm bringing that out right from the get-go, and then, you know, I want to hear a little bit about where they're coming from, what product they might be moving right now. And in a lot of cases, the people that I'm looking for are B2B salespeople that are already talking to merchants. And that's why I start the way that I do, because when they know that they can continue to do what it is that they're doing, and then they know that they can add this product, and if they bring a merchant on this month and next month because they're too busy with their other product that makes them their money, that they're not going to lose that first merchant. So that's a big part of my initial process. And then we talked about earlier on the call, I then shoot them out an email that basically gives them an assignment to do before we're going to go to the next step. And then once they've gone through all that information, then, you know, we have another phone call. And basically, I mean, it takes time, but I don't want people that I'm going to have a project. I want people that are signing up to be people that are going to be committed to going out into the field. And I spend most of my day either talking to people that are having questions about talking to merchants or people that are ready for the opportunity. And I think I've told Bud this, you know, a month ago, this was not the primary thing that I do. Today, this is the primary thing that I do, because we've got a window of opportunity here that the vision of Alan and Iolo is going to give us a foundation where, because we get paid on this for the life of those customers or those merchants, it's a huge opportunity on both sides. But that's kind of my way of approaching it, and I get good people because I approach it that way. I'm not looking for people just to sign up.
Thank you, Bill. That's awesome.
Incredible information, Bill. Great approach. It's obviously working. And working well, and I echo that too. I mean, I have worked with people in other businesses, you know, where you have to basically talk somebody into getting into the business, and then when you do, you're going to have to talk them into attending a conference call, or you have to talk them into attending a meeting, or going out and talking to somebody about, you know, building. You can't do that in this business. It's growing too fast. My day, like yours, Bill, is spent with agents out in the field who are at merchants right there and getting a question or two answered, me talking to the merchants themselves, and that's what our leaders are doing out there. They're out working the business. So, I mean, you can say, yeah, I've sponsored 50 agents, but how many on your team? 50? How many merchants do you have? I don't know, 5? You know, that's not what we're looking for. Excuse me. I want it to be the other way around. Hey, I've put in 5, you know, really successful agents, and out of that, I have 500 merchants, and out of that, we've got 5,000 customers. So it is key. Yes, you can go out and get anyone to sign up for free, but again, if you're going to have to babysit them and if they're going to take all your time up and not be productive, that's not fair to you. And that's not fair to other people who want and need and deserve your time because they are being productive and they're going to need your assistance. So great information. Absolutely. Tony, any more? I've got to get off in a couple of minutes, but any more before
we only got a couple of minutes. We got one of our agents here that says they can't get in the back office. I just want to ask them to go back to the person that sponsored them and work. You know, if you're having trouble on the front end of this and you're confused or you're not really sure about what to do or how to do it, go back to the person that sponsored you or go to the person that sponsored them. You know, keep working your way until you find somebody that knows what they're doing. Let's go to Matt in Utah. Matt, we appreciate you staying on hold and hanging out. Did you have an approach to bringing in agents to your team? What did you want to share with us today?
No, I can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay. I didn't have an approach for agents because my question started earlier on when we was talking about getting to the conference and everything there, and thought there might be some information on the roadways, which is the best route, those kinds of things for those of us who are going to be coming from O'Hare Airport there.
You're headed out from Utah?
Yeah, headed out from Utah. We're going to fly into O'Hare Airport, and then we're going to drive over, and I didn't know how the roads are or how long it's going to take and which route was the best.
Hey, Matt, that's a great question, and because I'm not from there, I don't know the answer to give you right now, but what I'll do is I'll get that information, and I'll shoot that out to everyone who I know is coming from the airport, and that way they'll have that same information. So great question, great point that you brought up, and we'll get that done today.
How far is it, Bud, from I know he says he's flying into O'Hare. How far is it from O'Hare up to Crystal Lake? It's only about 30 minutes, isn't it?
About 45 minutes.
Okay. Well, thanks so much, Matt. Thanks for calling in. Guys, we appreciate everybody that's on the line with us today, that's called into the radio show. It's been a fantastic show, but it's really been very exciting. I think we've covered a lot of great information, and thanks to everyone, Jeff and Bill, for all of your wisdom and sharing what you've shared with us today. And, Bud, always,
hey,
you, man. You are chock full of great information. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, I'll wrap it up right before we end it up. I'd like to give you a list, share with everybody a list of the top agents when it comes to agency building, just because I just pulled it up. And I'm going to give you – I could go on and on and on, but I'm going to cut it off at 15. 15 personally referred registered agents or more. And, again, you've heard from Bill Toth. Ray Walden, who's doing a phenomenal job here in Nashville. Jason Olson. Jeff Broom, Andamo Tolson's just doing a phenomenal job. Obviously, Micah Theard, and our number one person right now in the company is Tim Williams. You know, again, Rodney Cox and myself too, but Tim Williams is just doing a phenomenal job. And again, these names that you're seeing, it's not just them putting numbers in just to say they have numbers. These are people that are putting in players that are going out and getting it done and building teams and gathering merchants and training those merchants to help enroll customers. So great job. Keep it up. A lot of great things. Can't wait for to meet you guys on Saturday, Friday night and Saturday. And also can't wait. Those of you that can't make it, make sure you do not miss Monday's Iola Radio Show. Also, Tony, I believe we're going to try to have Mr. Kim Gill on the show tomorrow, who's one of our very top merchant acquisition agents out there. He's got a ton of merchants, continues to get them every day. I know we're going to try to get him on. Have you confirmed that now or not?
I have not confirmed it, but we're definitely working to make that happen for tomorrow.
Okay, great. All right, guys, I'll see you. I don't know that I'll be on the show tomorrow, but I'll see y'all Saturday. How are you going?
Okay, that's a wrap. Another great episode of Iola Radio. Be sure and share today's episode with your team and invite them to listen to today's show at IOLORadio.com. Let's work together to help everyone take their business to the next level with IOLO, the very best rent-to-own program in America today. We'll see you soon.